The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Can't tell we were from the 60s. This is like everybody's stoned in the 60s. Look, still a great song, right? I wasn't. I was Mr. Straight. But every time I hear the 60s music, it's like, hey, man. Hey, man. Welcome. It's WNEW-FM. Scott
Muni.
Perfect album.
There's the Doors. We'll be back in about 17 minutes after this cut is played.
I remember that. Remember Allison Steele, remember everybody. Dan Neer, all my buddies at WODW. Hey, this is AM 970, The Answer. Good morning, good morning. It is a little rainy, but it's warm. It's going to get cold next couple days. Hey, in New York, it's rainy, it's dreary, and I'll put on Jim Morrison for a strange cat that he was. 6:06 on the radio. Great to have you with us. There's so much going on. I don't even know where to begin. And I'm tracking the news, and I'm saying, okay, no, that's a good story. Oh, no, this is a better story. Okay, well, this could be the lead story. It's under this administration. You got to love it. The material rights itself. But really, it's all about the coronavirus and the president doing his press conference yesterday. And how we got it all under control. Mike Pence is now in charge of everything. And you know what? State by state. I actually heard Mayor de Blasio make sense yesterday. And I nothing personal against the guy, by the way, because I, you know me, I don't like to take anything personal, but just the politics that we always disagree with. And the city is in such absolute disarray. New York, as much as we love it, as much as we're going to keep going. And if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, baby. You know, New York, New York, a town so great, they named it twice. But Mayor de Blasio, yeah, really, they don't get the traffic flow. It's always they're taxing. They don't understand that they want to make it a sanctuary city and all that. However, he made sense yesterday in talking about the coronavirus, because New York, indeed, we have the best medical facilities in the world. So wouldn't it be great if we came up with some kind of cure? But it'd be nice because the money's going to come from Washington and it should go state to state, local, which is a great idea. Although President Trump says he will do whatever is necessary. And I love when President Trump is quote unquote presidential. He didn't get into any fights. Unless I missed something yesterday in the press conference. Look, there was no fights, no Jim Acosta accosting him. So apparently that was good. And I love when the president is presidential. He says he'll do whatever is necessary to keep people protected from coronavirus. He is also ready to spend whatever is needed. The White House requested $2.5 billion, though some lawmakers are asking up to $8 billion. The president calls the risk low, accrediting travel restrictions in place that he put in early in place helped. He also put Vice President Pence in charge of the response. The vice president says he's working with health experts and state leaders daily. See, I'm telling you, that's the key. If you go state to state, you can get a handle on this thing, I think, it's my opinion, as opposed to just making one broad stroke of everything. And they will add more staff to help. The update comes as the national cases apparently jumped to 60. Someone now is in California with this coronavirus. I have to say, too, politically, this is more opinion than certainly than fact anything else, though. Everybody, and you heard people talking about this. See, this is what I'm talking about. When you go after and you start a Mueller probe, you start the impeachment. Yeah, forgive me for going there. I know I shouldn't go there. But really, you take your eye off the ball that does one thing that you're supposed to do when you're Washington. Protect us. And it's like, and then the president's going to spend all time answering these false claims, these ridiculous witch hunts. And you got Adam Schiff and Gerald Nadler in their little protective bubble and Nancy Pelosi, you know, and it's like that they're all down there and you take your eye off the ball. Something like this is happening. It's a good thing President Trump put in these travel restrictions, and he was called racist when he did that. Now we got to make sure we get the money from Congress, and still Chuck Schumer, still Nancy Pelosi are making this political. I have never seen, such insanity before. They cannot, and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's the fact that they can't, they have no one to fight Donald Trump. That's what they're upset about. They get mad because Donald Trump keeps winning. People like Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, you got to be objective enough, and he's doing the great job that he's doing. So show, if you don't like him, show me something better. They got nothing. And they get upset about that, say they could care less if people are dying from a disease. They're still going to use it politically. So there's other. So anyway, the coronavirus, we got to jump on it. I'm a germaphobe. I don't know. I guess it could really, this coronavirus could really explode, God forbid. But I have to tell you this, and not to get conspiratorial, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. And a good morning. Great to have you on this Thursday, February 27th. And I'm way late. We're on Twitter. I'm way late on Facebook and Instagram, so I apologize for that. I'll get to that in a second if I can. But I got this great text yesterday afternoon from Dina Martin, my buddy Dina Martin, you know, the great talent that she is and pal that she is, Dean Martin's daughter. And she is this Deanna? No, is this? It's I'm maybe is it Dina? Yeah, it is Dina. I hope so. What's the wrong Dina? Somebody named Dina texted me this. And it's from the book from Dean Koontz. He wrote this book called The Eyes of Darkness. Did you hear about this? This is the quote. These are quotes from the book. And it was that this book was that this the book says they call this stuff they were talking about this virus being a biological weapon coming out of the city of Wuhan. This is what this book is talking about. They named this virus Wuhan 400 because it was developed at their RDNA labs outside the city of Wuhan, and it was the 400th viable strain of man-made microorganisms created at that research center. Wuhan 400 is a perfect weapon. It afflicts only human beings. Listen, this is, by the way, I'm reading here. None of this could be true. Is it true? Is it? Now, I'm telling you what was written by this author. And then I want to tell you when it was written. No other living creature can carry it. And like some other diseases, Wuhan 400 can't survive outside a living human body for longer than a minute. Which means once it gets a little graphic here about when the body dies and how the microorganism will die with the body so it doesn't spread. I'm telling you, I don't want to be conspiratorial, but this sounds so like a biological weapon coming out of China. It's in a city that developed this. You know, the labs were there, and then all of a sudden, and then I want to know how this author knows this. The author goes on to say this, this is what I want to tell you. This, what I'm reading, written in 1981. 1981, this was written. And this is what Dean Koontz wrote in 1981. In around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Now, how does this person know, Dean Koontz, this author, written by Dean Koontz in 1981? I mean, now that's scary. They knew this. So because when you're the president of the United States, you can't say you can't get it crazy. You can't, inflame this and start talking. Well, we think it's a, we can't think, but I can say it on the radio. I don't mean to cause any undue stress, but things don't just happen in China. I think this is my crazy theory. Then you got to call and let me know. And now it's not conspiratorial, I know. But, you know, this administration has gone, and I touched on it with Stephen Moore yesterday. This administration is getting really beat up by China. That China never thought, they want to just take over the world. And I say that with respect, and I say that with fear. And we have Gordon Chang on the show. And we know. So now they're getting beat up right between the eyes. Boom. And they're losing this tariff battle. The president is very, it's meticulous what President Trump is doing, I'm telling you. And then militarily, we're building our military up. China just wants to take over the ports of all around the world. They want to build, be the biggest military country in the world. They want to be the biggest economic power. Now, when they see it glitching, I'm just saying, maybe is this an accident that this virus came out at this time? And again, put all that aside. That's just Joe being me and you chatting in the morning. But why would this guy write about this in 1981? How did he know? And then all of a sudden, a virus like this just happens to surface. I'm not buying it. And I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not buying it. I think it was a biological weapon from the Chinese, and they came up with it. I've been saying it. Now everybody starts to go, oh, by the way, let's look into that. I was the first person to say that. But then again, I don't want to be mysterious or conspiratorial, so forgive me. And let's go back to the facts of some other news stories, okay? And then you let me know what you're thinking. I'm just a little suspect of our Chinese friends over in China. Quarter after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Hey, a federal court is another story. A federal appeals court is giving the Donald Trump administration a victory in the fight over sanctuary city policies. This is a huge story. The New York-based court says the Justice Department can withhold federal law enforcement grants from cities and states that do not cooperate with the government efforts to curb illegal immigration. A three-judge panel overturned a lower court ruling that the money should be released. The dispute will likely be settled by the U.S. Supreme Court. The president's just trying to, you know, people are coming into these sanctuary cities. They're committing crimes. And my favorite story is in Baltimore. I saw on Fox and Friends this morning, it was on Fox this morning, I believe. And there was like these illegal aliens come in. Can I say that? Did I just find myself $250,000? If you say illegal alien in New York, I don't think de Blasio allows you to say that. But they have 21-year-old kids in high school because they say, well, we got to take, they're in the country. Now we got to get them to school. So in a post school. And then the 21-year-old kid did a horrible thing, apparently raped a girl in Baltimore. I mean, why would you put a 21-year-old from another country with a different culture into a school that we're paying the taxes up? I mean, this is insane what's happening. So, and then this story, too, is another riveting story. So much to get into. Oh, my gosh, look at this. President Trump's reelection campaign is suing the New York Times for libel. This is a huge story. The lawsuit accuses the newspaper of intentionally publishing a false story about Russian interference in the 2016 election campaign. Story ran in last March, right? In a statement, Donald Trump legal advisor Jenna Ellis said the Times knew the story was false but published it anyway. She argued that the purpose of the story was to hurt Donald Trump's reelection. The lawsuit was filed in the New York State Supreme Court. Boom. I'm telling you, now you're starting to fight back. Because when you could just print stuff up to now, and I've been a victim of it. Everybody in the public eye has been a victim of it. You read stuff and you go, that's not true. What? How did they come up? That's made, totally made up. And then it becomes the narrative. And it's not fair because the newspaper has the ability, because they have the right, the First Amendment right, to say whatever they want. No, I think this is so important and vital. And I think in schools they should study this, that now the president's reelection campaign is suing the New York Times because they publish things that are venomous and that are wrong and that are just because it doesn't suit their political label. And this is very, very important. I think we should really embrace that, and we'll be following that. So anyway, we got a lot to get into. It's Joe on the radio, and we appreciate so much you being here. By the way, so I have to tell you, it's Lent. Yeah, I got my ashes yesterday. Did you get your ashes? Yep. So I said, oh, where am I going to get my ashes? Because I was running in, and we're having a family gathering, and we're going in, and I'm going in, and we're going to New York, and I go, oh, where am I going to go? So this was so cool. I called the St. Joseph Shrine in Sterling, New Jersey, beautiful Sterling, New Jersey. And as I'm running into New York, I said, going back and forth all over, and I go, let me see. I call them. I call the St. Joseph Shrine, big shrine to my patron saint, St. Joseph. Joseph was the foster father of Jesus, right? So, and if you're not religion, just look at these great, great human beings as exactly that. That's what they were. They were really just, Joseph was just, I mean, a very humble man, a carpenter, you know, brought up Jesus, and it was just a great guy. So I admire this man. So I call the shrine, and I go, hi. I got to get these guys on speed dial. Hey, you ain't giving away ashes. You doing ashes today? You know? So now I'm thinking I'm going to get the masses at 5:30, and you got to be here. Or we're doing a service at 7 o'clock tonight. You know what? I swear to goodness gracious, this is great. I call, I say, do you have given ashes? The guy in the other end, it was a priest, and he goes like this. Yeah, sure, come on over. And I paused because no one ever says, yeah, sure, to me. Come on over. It's always 10 steps I got to get to, right? I say, I'm sorry, Father, I could just come over? And he goes, yeah, you know where the rectory is? It's right next to the shrine. And you just come on over, and we'll give you ashes. I said, well, God bless you, Father. God bless you, my son. Come on over. Like that. And I'm telling you, and I go over, and I pull over in a beautiful shrine in Sterling. Beautiful. Just a very tranquil place. You know, and my faith is such that I could absorb all that and appreciate that, and it makes me clearly stronger as a person to go through the craziness that we all go through. And I go in, and I knock on the door, you know, at the rectory place, and there's the priest there, and he's doing some paperwork, hello, and he doesn't recognize me, which is great. And I go, I can get ashes here? And he goes, absolutely, you can get ashes. He takes the ashes. He walks over to me right there. And he goes, my brother, may, you know, you just repent and believe and follow the gospel. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I tell you, I walked out of there, and he didn't ask me for money. He didn't tell me you got to go to a mass. You got to listen to 7 verses singing a song. He goes, and he sat right back down there. I said, Father, thank you. I walked out of there so flush, full of my faith, you know, with the, and again, it's just symbolic. The ashes, it's all symbolic. I understand that. But it was so great to just have somebody like that. It's so warm and, you know, so giving, because that's what we're all about. And then, you know, now we got to get into the angst of it all this morning with the crazy news. So it was a happy land. And then Debbie, we go out. Mm-hmm. And I'm with Kimberly with the kids. How about that?
Okay.
So
nice.
After all of that you go through. So I say to you, listen, and Debbie knows this. Mm-hmm. Then what you go through, it seems tough now. You can't believe it. How can they do this to me? What's going on? You know what? You will get through it. You got to just put the hate aside. Now that's what I'm doing for Lent. But all of the angst, all that anxiety, all that frustration, no revenge. It's just all about being retrospective
and harmony and peace
and harmony and love, baby.
Yes.
And just repentance. So how was that? Anybody buying this?
I buy it. Well, it's good for, it's better for the kids, you know. It really is when you look at the big picture.
Yeah, well, that's what you do it for the children, you know. But anyway, so it was great, and it was Lent, and it was fun, and we did the whole night thing. How about that, you know?
Oh, wow. So, that sounds like it was a nice evening then.
When did you get your Lent? Right after work?
I went to Queen of Peace over in North Arlington. They had a 4 o'clock service, so I was just getting done with my sales job, and then,
sales,
you know.
Sales job, look at you.
So then I was like, let me pop in to, you know, Queen of Peace, and Father Mike did the ashes as well, so that
this
was really
great.
Nice.
Long service, did you? Was it?
You know what? I have to admit, I was a little bit late, but I got there for the very tail end.
That's all right.
But
ashes.
I made it. I got
the ashes.
Ashes.
That's
yeah, I made it.
Oh,
I said a prayer.
Oh,
said a
sorry.
Prayer. Got that feeling of peace, like you said, which is so important.
I hate to say, it really is. And again, listen, this faith is strong, but if you don't believe, that's okay, too. It's just the matter of just forgiveness and just to repent and just to be a little, you know, humble, I think. Humility is what we're looking for here. Hey, 622, Debbie's on the roads looking out for you on AM 970. The answer. Thanks, Deb.
Hey, Joe, let's see what's happening here on the New Jersey Turnpike. The western spur south getting down toward the area of 14 into Newark. It's an accident on the shoulder. That one involves a tanker truck. You may want to use the eastern spur this morning. Let's see what's happening as you take it over to the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB, that's 20 to the upper, 10 to the lower. No problems from the Palisades Parkway, just about 10 minutes there. Lincoln 15, Holland Tunnel still 20. Traffic is moving slowly for you on the eastbound Bruckner by the Hunt Point Drawbridge with an accident. Deegan, that's still busy southbound at Fordham Road. Accident in the right lane. Reports of an accident now on the LIE eastbound. LIE eastbound out past the BQE. It's a crash and flooding on the westbound belt by Farmers Boulevard. More flooding. Grand Central Parkway East right into Kew Gardens. Some rain ending this morning, clearing later, high today of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
2020. 2020 is the year your business is going to thrive.
Or will it?
Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? 625. Did you go to HomeTitleLock.com yet? I made sure I emailed and texted Laura, our gal that first bought Home Title Lock to us. And I told you I had that great conversation with the Home Title Lock folks. I said, Lauren, make sure I'm on Home Title Lock, please. And I want you to do the same thing. I don't want somebody taking out. I don't know why, first of all, everything's online. Everything's online. They shouldn't allow that because anything online can be found. And that's what happened. The title to our homes are online, and thieves find this. And then they go in, they steal it, and it's illegal, but they own the home. They could take your home away. This is what the thieves do. And borrow against your home. And then you know who's responsible? You and me. I mean, isn't that the way life is, right? But I didn't do anything. Doesn't matter. And the FBI calls home title fraud. That's what this is. One of the fastest growing crimes. And you don't want to be next. But you can fight these creepers that come after us like that. Because the legal documents to our home are kept online. And thieves hunt them down. They forge the documents stating that you sold a home. Look, this guy sold me the home. Then they borrow against your home, stick you with the payments. Like that gal, Deborah, we tell you about. She lost like 87 grand or something, right? And got evicted from her house, please. Please go to Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock. Just go on Home Title Lock and check out how you could just protect yourself from home title fraud. Register your home at HomeTitleLock.com and enter Joe for 1 month of free protection. You enter Joe, J-O-E, for 1 month of free protection at HomeTitleLock.com. This is for your own good, and I worry about you. Please go to HomeTitleLock.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. This is what I'm talking about right here. This is rock and roll, baby. Leslie West from Long Island. This is the man. This is Mountain. One of the all-time great rock tunes in the world. I know we're going to get to Frank Sinatra in a minute, but let's listen to Leslie West and Mountain. Precursor to a lot of the metal music. I'm telling you right here.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You hear the beat of that? The slow beat of that? This song is absolutely genius. I'm sorry. Leslie, I'm telling you what. And the precursor you can hear. You can hear a little Megadeth starting in there. You see Metallica starting. Metallica were probably kids when this came out. Saying, hey,
yeah, they were kids. Judas Priest was already rocking already.
Good point.
50 years this year, Judas Priest.
Oh, my gracious.
Prudential Center, September 15th.
You're going. You're
tickets.
Going.
Of course.
Prue Center is great.
Oh,
I love the Prue Center.
Got great
Not
seats,
a bad
too.
Seat in the Prue Center.
Got great
man.
Seats and at a very inexpensive price, which I was impressed.
Okay, what, $67?
Yeah, about that per ticket.
But
so that
good?
Wasn't bad
good.
On lower level.
And they put in they at the Prue Center, beautiful arena.
They've upgraded the acoustics. The acoustics were not that great when the Prue Center first opened. They've definitely improved the sound system.
I'll tell you what. I can't tell you enough. That's Newark, so of course I'm going to be biased for my love of that city and love of this Prue Center, which is great. Stage 2 at one end. It's at one end. Yeah, that's where they put the stage, right?
Right.
No, General. I saw Taylor Swift was there. Bruce was there. Everybody.
Bon Jovi and Bryan Adams are playing there this summer.
With Bryan Adams with Bon Jovi. That's a good booking.
Yeah, it's good. That's
this
a good
is good. This is good. But we'll get to Frank Sinatra. I know the Frank Sinatra, the people who love the old man as I do. We'll get to him in a second. Hey, Frank, good morning to you.
Good morning,
Joe. Good morning. The boys are here. There's so much
love
going
that
on.
Suit, man.
So, thank you.
I do like that suit.
You know, so we have our intern I'll be on the other side of the glass, Dean.
Right. Dean!
And I walked in this suit. It's got like what do you call these panes?
Window pane.
Window pane kind of
right.
It's like light. The pane.
It's an anchor suit. It's an anchorman suit. It is because you see anchors wearing those.
And it's light blue panes with the regular blue kind of suit. So anyway, I go in and I ran out of suits to wear and I had to go on TV or something. So I go to Dean who works downstairs at the clothing shop and I remember I walk in and I go and he's a young guy. Dean's a young guy. Dean, what could you do for me on the suit? He goes. I got the suit for you. And he takes the pain thing. Now, you see, I'm very conservative. I don't want to do pains. Just give me gray. Give me blue. Give me black.
Like Charles
give me something
Payne.
Like that.
Nice
yeah,
guy.
Charles Payne. Yeah. Oh, please. I should dress as well as Charles Payne.
Thomas Payne.
Charles guy. Yeah. And Jersey guy. Thank you.
Right.
So I go in. And Nadim, I'm at the restaurant yesterday. Yeah. I'm going to tell you the restaurant in a second. And I'm sitting there. And this young kid, I look at this young guy. He's the maitre d' kind of guy. And he walks over to me. And has no idea who I am. And he goes, excuse me, sir. And that's how I know he has no idea, because he just thinks I'm another old man.
Because he called you sir.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Not Joe, and he had his hand out looking for a tip.
It's the worst when you see someone you think a lovely gal, and you go, hey, hi, how are you? She goes, hello, sir.
Yeah.
And boom, done right there. Walk away. Walk away. This guy comes up and goes, sir, oh, how are you? Sir, that's a great suit. You hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying, Dean? That's a great suit, he says. Just like that. And I go, you know what? And I told the store downstairs, I'm not plugging the store downstairs,
right.
But it's a chain store.
I think you should go down there after the show and stand there in the window.
No, we know it.
Modeling the suit. Because your entire ensemble is from them. You should just
like
stand
a mannequin.
There like a mannequin. Yeah.
So this guy came over and he goes, great. So I go, you know, it's like Garmani.
Sure.
Garmani's the great place to go to suit in Red Bank. That's my place where you go and you get custom made. No, this was right off the rack we got it. And they cut it that day for me, you know.
I think it's terrific.
So thank you. And then the tie, Jerry got me the tie. Courtney picked it out
with
the pocket square, so it's blank. But
I think you should stand there, like, you know, like people walk by. Page 6 would love that story. Joe Piscopo.
But I've asked them. I said they should advertise because I'm talking about it, and then they go, they don't do it. They don't do the national thing. So I go, all right, then I'm not going to mention the name. Then
that's right.
Forget about it.
Suit
you know?
Store.
The suit. That's
it. The suit store.
That suit store. But thank you, Dean. Well done. And Kara is here, our social media genius. She found an actual photograph of the original replacement cast of Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
And I remember Charles Rocket, the late Charles Rocket, ended up taking his life, right? Charlie Rocket.
Very sad.
And then Ann Risley, I remember. Denny Dillon, a great Broadway actress. The talent
Denny Dillon was great on, what was the show on HBO?
Yeah, you're right.
It was like the
Sopranos.
First big, no, the first big
The Larry
hit.
Sanders Show.
No, the first
Deadwood.
Big hit that, no, the first big hit that HBO had with,
Arliss.
Oh my God, Wendy Malick was in it. I forgot who the, Brian Benben was the lead actor.
Yeah, you're right. That was a good show.
Oh, my God. And Denny Dillon was his assistant. I can't remember the name of it. I remember every actor. I can't remember the name of it.
Can we have Prevagen? Could Prevagen be a sponsor? We can remember the names of the shows? Is this an old person's conversation?
Yeah.
What was that again?
What was that show?
You know, with the guy, with the two names.
Well, like if we can guess, what years was it on about?
Late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. Oh, an HBO show.
Yeah, it was an HBO
show. It was a good show.
Was it Dream On?
Yes, that's it.
Bingo.
Hey, we're going to get you a case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce for that.
He's won before. He's not eligible.
Right. Sorry.
He's eligible. Given out our month's quota of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce.
I know Fred's going, Joe's giving away too much. What are you doing? That's great. That was good. Brian Benben was the guy's name.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
That was a good show.
And Brian Sagan texted me the answer as well.
Denny was on that show. Denny
she was his assistant.
So the cast was formidable. And Gail Mathias, if you look up Gail Mathias, she did the original Valley Girl. She came up with the concept of Valley Girl, which we did on the original Saturday Night Live. And Gilbert Gottfried on the show.
Wow.
The cast was formidable. And it was put together by a gal named Jean Domanian, who executive produced a lot of Woody Allen's films. And she was Lorne Michaels' writer. right hand for many, many years. They put Gene in charge. But we did 10 shows, and there's no way you could replace the original cast. There was just no way. And we, and it, not that I, it, so it didn't work out. And then they ended up keeping Eddie and I. And it was, but the first picture of all those, it was
that's a great photo.
A bunch of talented kids.
If people want to see it, then go to Twitter, just type in the Joe Piscopo Show, and you'll see it. It's a great photo.
Very fun, very much fun. So we got a good show. Speaking of shows, we got a show today. We got Steve Adubato and I know, politically you may not agree. I got to do the caveat.
I mean, the disclaimer before the guest.
I love these disclaimers.
Can you do a disclaimer for every one of them?
I got two disclaimers here. Hold on.
No, do them all. No. Do them all. Because the one in the 9 o'clock hour, this certainly needs to be a disclaimer.
Why?
Yeah, why? Right, exactly. No. All right, but please.
So.
An exclaimer.
Exclaimer. Exclamation point.
All right, stay with me. Stay with us on this. I'm still worrying about the virus that Dean Koontz knew about the virus in 1981. Well, that was the weirdest thing in the world. Come on.
That was wild.
And he didn't get whacked. There's no internet then.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So Steve Adubato comes up. You may not agree with Steve, but he's Bloomfield Avenue, and he knows Phil Murphy personally. We want to find out how the governor's doing, when he'll get a surgery, and we'll talk about the budget address. So Steve's on the show. Judge Andrew Napolitano, I have such immense love and respect for. He said, and I should find this. He answered everything that's happening to Roger Stone in the most brilliant way. Judge Knapp did. And people go, he doesn't like the president. But listen, put it all aside. A lot of people go back and forth with the president. I don't want to hear that. Judge Knapp, what he talked about, the judge in Roger Stone's case, Judge Knapp will nail that. You don't want to miss what Judge Knapp has to say about it.
And I was just going to say, a lot of people have legal questions about the coronavirus if they're quarantined, right? Do you have to be quarantined? What happens if the government says you need to be quarantined and you don't want to be quarantined? A lot of people wondering, what are your rights there?
Yeah,
more people wondering about that.
And the most important thing of all, I gave Judge a bad cannoli. He was sitting in for Kennedy Nation. You know, Kennedy, we love Kennedy. She has a great show on Fox Business. So the judge sits in for Kennedy. Joe, you come up. And I just get a cannoli at a place that doesn't really make cannolis. I give it to the judge. Judge and I don't eat those. We're as Italian as you can get, but we don't eat that food. So I gave him, and he took the bite on the air, and it wasn't great. And this was months ago. And how could I give an Italian from Bloomfield, New Jersey, in Judge Napolitano a bad cannoli? So I made up for it. I call Michael. Michael's of Brooklyn. Young Michael had a guy deliver cannolis, the tricolore little cakes. Yeah. And Judge loved it. He took a bite on the air. And then while the judge was talking, because I can see he's doing a spiel, I snuck a bite. I took a bite myself. Michael's of Brooklyn.
I don't blame you.
Michael's of Brooklyn saved the day, you know? Can we give away a case of cannolis now?
I don't think so.
I want to keep giving stuff away. No, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Joe Borelli.
Michael had to close today because of all the stuff he gave away yesterday.
Joe Borelli's on the show. The councilman will be with us. Senator Jim DeMint. He is a very successful businessman, former United States Senator, chairman of the Conservative Partnership Institute. We're going to talk about the preview of the South Carolina primaries coming up. Bill Ripken is with us. You know, a former major leaguer, analyst for MLB Network. I'm a baseball guy. Bill has a new book called State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. Bring it on. I love it. And Matt Seahorn is executive director of the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance. Plastic bags banned in New York as of Sunday. Please, let's get into that. And then, look. Who else is on this morning?
I think that might be it.
That exclamation point.
Huh? The thing is.
Stop. Go ahead.
No, stop.
No, please.
When someone comes on the show, and then we have massive clicks and hits,
right,
and people are just kind of in a fervor, in a frenzy.
Absolutely.
In a frenzy. They don't get a frenzy. Look, I love us guys.
I love us.
A frenzy we don't cause.
Really?
It's not like the Morano, Piscopo, Cthulhu. Debbie will call the frenzy, but not so much.
Blankets.
I know. They go, it's Joe's show. That's good. Look, he's got Judge Knapp on, and they got the Bill Ripken running. Great. So
you need to get that 60-pound weight off the chair there.
It brings in a gal named Zen Sams, who was great, very knowledgeable, very popular actress.
And this new movie next week that's coming
out,
The Banker. Yeah.
Beautiful.
This is going to be big. People are really going to grow to appreciate her talent.
But see, so Frank, we took one picture of Zen. Now, it's early in the morning, and I need plastic surgery at this point. So remember, we went in front of this black thing that is in front of the window with the AM 970 logo. And I go, let's take a picture. I go, Zen, I look so big. She turns around, she goes, I'll fix the picture. She does some kind of photographic surgery on my face. She puts it. I got more hits from that picture with Zen. So Zen is back because of the popularity of Zen Sams. And she's a great kid. I love it. She's a great kid.
Well, she's also very outspoken on women's issues, including the Weinstein situation.
Great mom. Yeah. And we'll get into that. If the 9 o'clock hour, thank you, Frankie. This is why you're producing the show. She knew Harvey. I think Harvey Weinstein. I'm trying to couch it carefully here.
Well, and again, I don't know what she's willing to say on the air, but Harvey actually sponsored her visa to come into this country from Canada.
Wow. Okay, well, Zen Sams will be with us, and then we'll check out the new movie she has as well. So we're having fun. Listen, 877-970-2999. We're going to get into this coronavirus. Am I being conspiratorial when I say it's a biological weapon? Are you feeling that? Are you seeing that? I'm very, very suspect of this whole thing. 639, Big Al's right here with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
I don't know what's so funny about me reading the news.
It's early, and we've lost complete control already.
I know. Here we go. 43 degrees at 640. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A pedestrian is in critical condition after a hit and run in the Bronx. Police say the man was hit around 8:45 last night while he was walking across Pelham Parkway by Holland Avenue. The driver of a sedan that hit him stayed on scene, but the driver says a second vehicle hit that man and that driver took off. It's not clear if the victim was in the crosswalk. Another Woodstock artifact headed to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The very first stage to hold some of the biggest musicians in 1969 will be donated on Tuesday. The owner attended the three-day festival and bought plywood panels of the stage. He later started a website to sell pieces that have been recycled into necklaces and other collectibles. He says the stage is like the Holy Grail of rock music. In sports, Knicks stung by the Hornets 107-101 in Charlotte. Nets gave up a late 3, loss 110-106 to the Wizards in D.C. College hoops, Syracuse crushed Pitt 72-49. St. John's lost 71-60 at 12th-ranked Villanova. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the Seaford Oyster Bay northbound right as you get into the northern state. Unauthorized tractor trailer there. Traffic is moving solely on the Deegan south of Fordham Road. Accident cleared. Eastbound Bruckner getting up toward the Hunts Point drawbridge. It looks like a collision. And the LIE eastbound right by Woodhaven Boulevard. Accident blocking a lane. Bell Parkway West at Rockaway Boulevard, some ongoing flooding issues, and the Grand Central Parkway eastbound at Kew Gardens, more flooding there. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln, that's 30, Holland about 30. Stop and go traffic as you take it out to the New Jersey Turnpike, southbound Western Spur into 15E, with some earlier problems cleared out of the way. 18 is building northbound, getting up toward Route 1, and the southbound thruway still okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Speeds reduced at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of the weather. Checking in on the forecast, rain this morning, clearing later, high today of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Joe on the radio, 642 on AM 970, The Answer. Love having you with us. There's so much going on. It's therapeutic to be able to talk to you like this, so we appreciate it. Crazy, disorganized, whatever it is, we appreciate you being here. And I love telling you about balance of nature because I love telling you about the good things that can help you, especially in this crazy world. Now, March 2nd, that is Monday, the whole Howard family is coming in. And I have immense respect for Dr. Douglas Howard. I am a hypochondriac, guilty as charged. I always worry about everything. And with all that's going around, all the colds, all the flu, so many people dying from the flu, for crying out loud. Yeah, now the coronavirus. I always like to take care of myself and fill my body with as many antioxidants as I possibly can, because that's what they told me when I had cancer all those years ago. Now, Dr. Howard comes up with the concept of putting antioxidants in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients that you and I need every single day, by the way, from 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. And that's what balance of nature is.
It's a vegetarian capsule with antioxidants in it. And those antioxidants, they're like, it's a great weapon to put in your body to fight off these, what we call free radicals that are in your body. No, not Bernie Sanders. These are the free radicals in your body that attack everything, cause cold, cause allergy, cause disease. And I can't tell you clinically, any. I don't want to give you any clinicals. That this was a clinical study in accordance with the FDA. I don't want to say that, but I will tell you it works for me and Frankie and Al and Debbie. And we want you to go on the Balance of Nature journey because we love you. And this will make you feel better. Your mental clarity will be better. Your energy will be better. And you get free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. How about that? From the Howard family. Free shipping and 35% off. Hey, how about doing that this morning? How about calling 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code, The Answer.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Cancer treatment with possibly a second chance for you, even if chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work? Meet New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist. It's the Radio Surgery Show with Dr. Gil Lederman. Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Happening across the nation right now. ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato. Steve's coming up in 7 o'clock hour, 6:46 with Joe on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. I love Michaels of Brooklyn because they're like real people, Fred and Johnny and Chris. Plus, it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. How many times I got to tell you that? Am I right? And then when I call Michael, and I'm going to be on with Judge Napolitano on television, my fellow Italian-American from Brooklyn. And I call Brooklyn, and we're two Jersey guys from Bloomfield. And so Michael, at Michael's of Brooklyn, sends the cannolis to Fox News. Sends the cannolis over there so I could say, look, I need to redeem myself because I gave him a bad cannoli. And Michael's of Brooklyn, they send to – and by the way, the camera crew, the support staff, the producers – it was, talk about a feeding frenzy around the cannolis from Michael's of Brooklyn. It was great. So we want you to go and experience the true Italian legacy and heritage of Michael's of Brooklyn on Avenue R and Nostrand, right there in Brooklyn, New York. Right there, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And then, as you're listening around the country, and I know you do, and we appreciate that very, very much, you go to the supermarket, look on the shelf, and see Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Spectacular. By the way, Frankie, Michael from Michael's of Brooklyn sent over the sauce for the judge as well.
That's very nice.
And the judge, I'm going to use that at home. I'm going to put the
great.
I'll tell you, these are great folks. And then when I could tell you it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network, you got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to try the sauce. At least try the sauce. Love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Fly me to the moon, let me play
among the stars.
Dance with me, baby.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
I would do double time with this. See,
in other words,
you take the hand, Al.
Hold
what you gotta do with Jennifer.
My hand.
You hold Jennifer's hand. This is the way the old man said.
In other words,
arm around the waist. And you could do this beat like this. This the beat of the song is obvious. It's that
fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore.
Left, right. Now, you know what you do? Spin her out with your left hand. She spins under your arm, out.
And I go right down like a sack of potatoes.
Listen. We stop. Keep it going. Spin her back. Again, your right hand around her waist, bring her close, and now you double time the music. It's like, you bring her very close to me, you say, I love you, baby. And then you do double time like this. It goes, with the beat's got to go like this. It's got to be, da, 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 one, two, one, two.
Promise, there's not enough room at Lorenzo's to do that. I'm knocking to a lot of patrons.
Oh, if I sing that song, you get up. Come on now. Nah. You know,
I can't dance anymore.
I tell you, the great John Cazzavetti.
You got to do the trumpet. We want you to do the trumpet.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
John Cazzavetti is the epitome. When I watch John and Margo dancing, and they can float on the dance floor, I'm telling you, to this song. Mm. And if you do it double time like they do, it's spectacular. Are you going to try that?
Quite a pair.
I'm just going to be there. It was your 20th anniversary. Didn't you do anything romantic like that?
No, we went to our local watering hole last night, and we had dinner, and we came home.
You misspelled Sterling online. I saw you. I follow you.
I corrected
did
it.
Did you correct? Okay.
Yeah, I did correct it. Thank you.
Notice, he
sees it on Facebook. He doesn't comment nothing. It's all right. It's okay.
Oh, I should have said something.
Yeah, you should have, but whatever.
You know what? Now you make me feel
guilty. No, it's okay.
I should say congratulations, Jen.
Wait for another 20 years. On the island. On the island.
Yeah, please. Apparently, there's a lot of refugees coming off of that island. A lot of refugees.
I made it. Well said.
Yeah, that island. That island's not filling up quick enough for me. I'll tell you the truth. Oh, look at this, 6:51. Yeah, Frank, we got to get into this at one point. We have a busy, busy morning. I want to talk about this Dean Koontz book. This is scary. How did the guy know in 1981 there's going to be a Wuhan 400 virus? How did he know? Tell me.
You got me. It's very
interesting. Can someone call me and tell me? All right, I see the calls. Let's get into this. How did they know in 1981, Dean Koontz, this writer, know that there was going to be a respiratory bronchial causing virus? And he insinuated and said in his book it was a biological weapon created by the Chinese in Wuhan. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that's fact. I'm just saying, why? How did this guy know that? Hey, Debbie's on the roads for you, 6:51. I know.
He's a great author. Oh, I love his books. They're always so good.
See, and he's legitimate. He's legitimate, this guy. How would he know this? How would he say
this? Wild. Wow. I've got to get this book.
I got to get a hazmat suit. That's what I got to get.
I know. You'll be performing at Lorenzo's in a hazmat suit. You'll be everywhere.
Joey can't hear you.
Hi, where are you from? Hi, sorry about my suit.
I'm ready. 6:52, Debbie's out there at the Rose for you. Good morning, Deb. I love you. Don't touch me. I love you.
Well, just wave. Hi. Joe, let's see what's happening right now on 78. 78 eastbound exit 24. Out through Hunterdon County, it's an accident. 80 eastbound exit 34 in Morris County. Accident getting up toward Wharton. And now we're seeing a problem in Passaic County on 21 North, right at Route 3. An accident getting into Clifton. Inbound GWB, that's 30. Lincoln 20. Holland 20. Traffic is still pretty tough on the eastbound Bruckner, getting up past the Hunts Point drawbridge with a collision in the right lane. And the eastbound Gowanus moving slowly up by 38th. A truck and a car collided. The right lane is blocked there. Stop and go on the LIE eastbound out by Woodhaven Boulevard with a crash. And traffic is moving slowly as you take it out to the Belt Parkway West right into Rockaway Boulevard. Ongoing flooding issues. 440 northbound slowing down up through Arthur
Arthur Kill Road and the Seaford Oyster Bay North at the Northern State an unauthorized truck. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You're planning a wedding or engagement party. Finding the picture-perfect venue for the big day can be overwhelming. Why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed, and the memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht, not in your budget? How about a private deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to Fran today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo telling you about Fran's Touch of Class. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or franstouchofclass.com.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Rain ending early this morning. For the rest of today, very windy with times of clouds and sunshine. Turning colder this afternoon. High of 46, but temperatures falling to near 40 by the evening commute, with wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Blustery and cold tonight with mainly clear skies. Low 29, but wind chills in the teens. Windy and cold for tomorrow with times of clouds and sunshine. A high of 41, but wind chills will be mainly in the 20s. Brisk and cold on Saturday with clouds and some sunshine and a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
People with cataracts say it's looking like looking through a frosty or fogged up window. Cataracts. I have a cataract. It drives wonderful. Okay, sorry. It's like one of those. It's going to be one of those mornings. You know, if you seriously, ladies and gentlemen, cataracts form over time and can make it more difficult to read, drive a car, especially at night, or see facial expressions from across the room. Right now, I got to tell you, with me, I'm starting to get the cataract thing happening, and it's not bad enough to get it done. But when I get it done, where am I going? De La Russa. Because at first, if you have these cataracts, stronger lighting and eyeglasses can help. You deal with cataracts, but eventually having them removed is the best option. De La Russa Laser Vision can help with this as well. You know, we talked to you about, De La Russa when it comes to LASIK, you know. But they really are the vision experts. Dr. Joe De La Russa checked my eyes for cataracts a few weeks back. He says, look, he goes, you know what, Joe, you're doing good now, but stand by, you're going to need surgery. And Frankie Fiberos had it done, and Al had it done. There's no pain. And it's done in minutes.
It's done in seconds.
Seconds.
43 boom. Seconds.
So if you're feeling, if you have any difficulty with your eyes, we want you to go to De La Russa. The consultation for me was so easy and friendly, and they said the surgery literally takes minutes or seconds, and recovery is virtually instant. De La Russa Laser Vision does cataract screenings and removals, regular eye exams, frames, lenses, glaucoma screening, and more. If you think cataracts may be causing sight issues for you, trust only the best with your vision. Call De La Russa Laser Vision today, please, to schedule a free cataract consultation with the man, Dr. De La Russa. Great guy. You will love Dr. Joe and Stephanie and Dr. Bowser and Jeffrey. It's a family over there. You're going to feel comfortable. Trust me. 855-646-2020. 855-646-2020. Or visit, please, delarusso.com. You know, if you hold the calls, I will go to the calls, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines, because I'm a little freaked out. And my friend sent me something from Dean Koontz, the author, about how Dean Koontz in 1981 read exactly what we're going through with this coronavirus. Exactly. That it was developed in Wuhan as a biological weapon. Am I being conspiratorial when I say that? I don't know. Why would Dean Koontz write about it? 877-970-2999. Steve Adubato coming up. Judge Andrew Napolitano. Joe Borelli is with us. Jim DeMint, Senator Jim DeMint with us. Zen Sims is here. Bill Ripken's got a new book. And Matt Scaborn is with us as well. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Frank and Al and Debbie are here. And we're coming right back at you. Don't you dare go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
43 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A 17-year-old from Edison is dead after being struck by a New Jersey transit train Tuesday night. Officials say the teen was hurt shortly before 7 p.m. in the area of Parsonage Road in Edison. His name isn't being released because he's a juvenile. The train was headed to Trenton from New York's Penn Station, and it resumed service around an hour later. The rebuilding of Daniel J. Flynn Memorial Park in Commack finishing months ahead of schedule. Officials say at least two, possibly four softball fields could open in April, allowing for youth and adult leagues play. It's the $7 million project converting the dirt and grass fields into artificial turf with lights for night games. There'll also be new seating, a pro shop, snack bar, and restrooms.